be monitoring.
That is KK4HXB, Earl, up here in Big City, TR.
TR, yeah, I've got a nephew who lives up that way. That's a nice area of the county. It's just right there in the edge of the mountains and right pleasant weather most of the time.
Roger that. Yeah, get some good trout fishing in, which, you know, I try to hope to do some here in the next day or two.
I'll try that again. Oh, Lord, probably 40 years ago, me and my cousin hiked up one of those little roads back in the country up that way and tried our luck at some trout fishing, but we didn't do so good. Now, there was a little old lady coming down the hill. She had a whole string of good-looking trout, but I guess we weren't using the right bait that day.
Roger that. Yeah, you know, you're burning it up or you ain't getting nothing. I've walked in and caught my limit in 30 minutes, and I've walked in and stayed there all day and didn't catch one fish.
It works that way sometimes. Me and my brother-in-law, we go down to Lake Russell and stay at the cabins down there at the state park, and it seems like we don't hardly ever catch much of anything, but we have a good time just getting off down there for a few days and kicking back, taking it easy.
After that, that is what it means to be able to get out and have fun and enjoy yourself. Just, you know, if you can enjoy yourself this day and time and have a good time, that's worth more than money.
Because time is something you can't get back, and if you have good enough help, it's, you know, that you can get out and still do a few things and go ahead and do it. Well, I kind of got a little bit of a raspy voice going on. I think I need to go get a little something to drink and then come back to the radio in a little while. But I heard you throw your call out there. Want to say hello to you. You have a good evening, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY, David, I'm clear on your final.
Oh, roger that. KK4HXB, Earl up here in Traverse Rest. I'll be on the side monitoring.
4HXB, KK4JBQ.
4HXB, KK4KQ. What have you been up to, buddy? I ain't talked to you in a year.
I hear. Sitting in the same chair. Earl, it's great to hear your voice. I overheard your QSO just a moment ago, and while you two were talking, I began wondering how Sheba is doing.
Sheba's the silent key now, 2 years now. I got a new Makeda. She just turned a year this past March. Roger that.
I'm sorry to hear about Sheba. I know she was a close buddy. Well, let me ask about the missus. It has been a while since I talked with you, and I don't know if you're still living in the same place, if you still have the same anything.
Roger that. You know, I love you too, bro. Yeah, damn, she's in there laying in the bed hollering at me, saying, tell them hello. it's been a while since we talked. I was talking to her the other night, and I said, you know, we don't get on the radio and do what we used to do anymore. She says, well, you guys need to do that.
KK4JBQ with KK4HXB. Yeah, we used to do that long into the night. I'm afraid I don't have that in me anymore. I have a bad time. And I mean, I push hard during the day, and nighttime comes and my tired begins to show, as they say. But anyway, it's nice that she would encourage you like that. Some wives don't encourage, and my wife, as you know, Donna, is a ham also. So when she thought, see, her dad was a ham, and he was my first Elmer. He's passed on now, and not without giving me the encouragement that I needed to get my ticket. And as the years passed, I guess it was maybe 2 years after he passed on, I said to Donna, I said, you know, if you study, and I know you've got that in you, she has a couple of college degrees, you can, as his daughter, you can have his call sign. And she got all excited about that. And now she pretty much just holds the call sign. Oh, I've got her to talk on the radio from time to time. And she, while she can enjoy that, she is so busy, so terribly busy. She's turned into quite an artist. Seems odd because in the past, she didn't think she had an artistic bone in her body. I kept saying, now, all you need to do is apply yourself. I know you've got that in you. Well, son of a gun, she did find something she likes, and she's working on it every day and producing some really nice-looking stuff. It's nice when you can have a belief in somebody and it come to pass like that. I feel very good about that. KK4JBQ.
KK4HXB. Oh, God, first time I ever laid my eyes on her. She is one gorgeous, good-looking woman, and, you know, I thought about that. I said, she's a hottie, and, you know, and got the personality. She's got one of the best personalities I've ever seen with a female.
High praise there, Earl. I'm going to have to pass that along, if you don't mind. Anytime I can pass along a nice thing to say, I don't care if it's male or female, it's a good thing to do. Well, I suppose you are aware that John is a silent key also. And if you're not, I'm sorry to break that news to you, but he's been gone now about a year.
You know, somebody else said that, but I never did follow up on it. Because you know how John's here 1 minute, gone the next, and you don't never know what he's doing. But he was funny. And we hooked him up with Deb one night, was doing our little thing, and they had more fun. And they came back and everybody liked. You know, John had that personality about him to where, you know, you had to love him or hate him, and nobody hated him.
Nobody hated him. That's the right punchline. Well, did you ever give John a telephone call on a landline?
I think I did. Matter of fact, I think I got his phone number in my phone directory.
I'll bring that up, is that John's, if he was not home and he's not going to be answering the phone, he had a telephone, he had a message on his answering machine there that just cracks me up every time I hear it. He says, thank you for calling. This is John. We can't come to the phone right now. Or no, he says, we can't talk right now, but you can. And hung up. It still cracks me up. And it's kind of dry, that sort of humor. But you get the punchline, you know, without a lot of, you know, as I'm wont to do, I jabber a lot. John could say a straight thing or a funny thing. It comes straight out of him. And I miss him so much. He and Ravonda, his wife, and Donna and I went up to the North Carolina Arboretum. You may know where that is. It's up in the mountains. It's a beautiful place. And we had such a great time. We walked around that place and did all sorts of things. And I have pictures of them playing in a creek, the two of them, like little kids. Ravonda's a really, really sweet woman. And, you know, she had to be that kind of person to hook up with John. John wasn't easy to get along with. Bert.
I got
it. It was nice. That was only the second time we'd ever met up with the two of them. And both times we had just a wonderful day. It's hard to believe that in this life you can't have a friend like that forever, you know. There's no such thing as forever, you know, in this existence. I'm a believer, and I do understand that forever is a real thing. Perhaps if I mind my P's and Q's, John and I will be seeing one another again, I hope. KK4JBQ.
JB, you know, it's kind of funny that Deb and I went up there and visited him in the hospital. You remember when he had his little bout with can't remember exactly what it was.
How long ago was it?
One second, I'll be right back. I think I got my rig powered up too much.
A little more bacon frying on you, but I can hear you fine.
Oh, Roger.
Nothing out. You are bringing up the repeater, but I don't hear any audio. Well, if you're still with me, if you can still hear me. Two clicks for a 73. Because I think you may have some problems there at home. We'll talk with you again soon, we'll hope. KK4JBQ. And we doubled.
Wrong with the radio here, but I hear you fine.
It's intermittent. But hang in there if you can.
No, Roger that. Yeah, that's like I was saying. I said Dad walked in and John said, Earl, she don't weigh 400 pounds.
I think I missed something there. I don't get the punchline. She don't weigh 400 pounds. Who was she talking about?
You know, when we was doing the comedy hour and everybody was talking about, you know, Deb, we lived in the shack and had no power. We used an outhouse, and I told everybody Deb weighed 400 pounds.
I see. You were just pulling their leg, huh? Well, I've not met her, but, you know, the way I figure it, Earl, is she's putting up with you. She's a fine woman. KK4JBQ.
Hey, Dad. Just had her anniversary last week. We've been married 9 years and been together 14 years.
Well, been that long. Oh, heaven's sakes. I do lose all track of time. I swear I do. But I wouldn't have guessed that long. Donna and I just celebrated, I think it was Mother's Day weekend. We celebrated 30 years. And I will admit that she is a fine woman to put up with me that long. I heard a little bit from you, but I couldn't make it out. Well, you got a good strong. The signal is opening the repeater just fine, but there is no audio. First thing I would suspect is microphone. okay? I hear nothing, but give me a couple clicks. Bacon frying. I couldn't make out the audio. I think until you take a deeper look into the cabinet, we're not going to get anywhere the further we go. Girl, you take care. It was good talking with you. Good reminiscing a little bit. We'll hope to do this again another time. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
This is KG4HCX listening.